Zok de elga mishna vayta mesech des ahalas perik tes mishna dalid. But. Hoysa gavoya mina aretz tefach. This keli we were talking about, or I should correct myself. This not keli that we were talking about. That was the whole point in the previous mishnah. It wasn't a keli. It wasn't a functioning beehive. If that hoysa gavoya mina aretz tefach. It wasn't just lying on the ground with his mouth outside, with the opening to the outside. But it was a tefach off the ground. That means that the whole part underneath becomes an oil. Zakt de Mishnah, tuma tachta oy bebayis, if there's a kazayis of tuma, under the kaveris, outside of the house. Oy bebayis, or if the tuma is anywhere in the house besides or inside the kaveris. Tachtea, what's under the beehive? Vabayis, or in the house, is tame. Why? Because once you have a tefach underneath, then the tumah goes from one place to the other. Any tumah underneath the kaveris, if you have a tefach over there, it's not just in that place, it's in the entire area. And if the tumah is in the house, then the tumah first fills up in the house, because the house is an oil. Then it goes under the part of the kaveris that's in the house. And because it's a tefach off the ground, it immediately spreads to the front of the kaveris, which is outside of the house. But it'll only affect the kelim underneath the kaveris, outside of the house. Toicha, kelim that are in the kaveris, v'gaba, or on top of this kaveris, which is not a keli, tar. Because again, if it's not a keli, it blocks the toma. Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, bisoicha, but if the kazayas toma is inside this kaveris, again, the kaveris that's not a keli. Why it's not a keli? The two cases we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Has no holes on the side, it's broken. It's not a keli. If the kazayas of tum is inside, ain't tummy ala taicha. Only the inside will become tummy. Right? The kaveris is oil on its own. Anything in the oil becomes tummy. But the tummy isn't going anywhere from there. Doesn't have any holes for the tumah to go out of. Vayter zakta mishnah. Al gaba, if the kazayas tumah is on top of the kaveris outside the house. So connect the adar kiyat tumah. Whatever continues upwards toward the sky is going to be tumah. There's nothing there to block the tumah. But everything else is tar. The kaveris that's not a keli blocks the tuma from underneath the kaveris. Inside the kaveris, it's a separate oil on its own. And there's no holes in the kaveris inside the house for the tuma to go to the house. So, what do we have in our Mishnah again? We have the same thing as the last Mishnah. We have a kaveris that doesn't function as a keli. Memela, it has a din of an oil that blocks the tuma. The only thing that changed in Mishnah Dalet is that it's high a tefach. In the previous Mishnah, it was not high a tefach. So let's compare the cases in our Mishnah to the previous Mishnah, where it is high a tefach and it's not high a tefach. In both cases, it's not a functioning keli. If the tumah is underneath, so in the previous Mishnah we said all the way down to the Dahaim would be Tame. Everything else is Tar. In our Mishnah we're saying not so lucky. Whatever is underneath is going to become Tame. Not just a direct line under the Dahaim. Because it's a Tefach up, it becomes an oil that spreads the Tumah. And because it goes into the house becomes tum. Second case in our Mishnah, tum is in the house. In the previous Mishnah, we said, if the tum is in the house, only the house is tum. But in our Mishnah, being that it's high a tefach, the tumah first fills up in the house, and then it continues under the kaveris, the whole bottom of the kaveris. Because the kaveris is high a tefach, and the kaveris comes into the house, so that tumah from the house is going to continue all the way to the out. To anything under the kaveris is going to be tummy, as well as anything in the house. But what's inside the kaveris, what's on top of the kaveris, will be tahar. Third case in our Mishnah, when the tumah was inside the kaveres, so here's the same like the previous Mishnah, only the inside is tameh. That's not affected whether it's high or tefach or not. And the last case in our Mishnah, where the tumah was on top of the kaveres outside, straight up is tameh. And that's also like the previous Mishnah. Because what's happening on top of the kaveris is not affected directly by what's underneath the kaveris. Being that it's an oil, it blocks the tumah. Any tumah underneath is blocked from coming on top. So really, to put it into one sentence, what changes because it's high at tefach? What changes is when you have tumah underneath it or in the house. Because the tumah spreads underneath throughout the entire kaveris. And then the kaveris goes into the house, so the house becomes tameh. Or if the tumah is in the house, that tumah spreads into the underneath part of the kaveris that's in the house, and it goes to the rest of the kaveris. But as far as the tumah on top is concerned, the tumah on the outside on top is not affected here. And that would be true whether there was a tefach or there's not a tefach. At the beginning of the pair, where it was a functioning kaveris that's a keli, the keli doesn't block the tumah, so the tumah underneath goes up. But here that it's a keli, whether there is a tefach or there isn't a tefach, tumah underneath, outside, doesn't affect what's on top, as well as what's on top doesn't affect what's on the bottom.